Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's that time of year, and ballet companies are focusing on their financial mainstay, the Nutcracker. That's expected. But this season has also brought something less familiar. In New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and elsewhere, major companies are featuring choreography directed by women. And as reporter Sharon Basco explains, it's a new era for women in ballet.
Look around the dance world, and what you'll see this year is a wealth of ballets by women. Works by Helen Pickett, Kathy Marston, Pam Tanowitz, and New York City Ballet principal Lauren Lovett, who says it hasn't always been this way.
I believe I've seen a huge change in the past 3 years. There's a lot more growth and opportunity for women.
Lovett is on the leading edge of that change. She was freed from sugar plum duty for all of last year's Nutcracker season and given time to choreograph. Lovett said she felt guilty, stepping away from 10 weeks of shared drudgery.
I've done it for 10 years, so a lot of sugar plum fairy performances, a lot of snowflake shows.
When Lovett shucked her tutu for studio sweats, she earned rave reviews. The New York Times called her work the future of the art form, where women can become ballet choreographers.
When girls and young women see someone like them choreographing or leading a company, they understand through example that they can achieve this, do this as well.
That's Helen Pickett. A prominent choreographer, Pickett succeeded despite the No Girls Allowed atmosphere. But she was an exception. 4 years ago, Here and Now reported that major companies went year after year without a single ballet made by a woman. In the 2012-2013 season, choreographer Amy Seiwert researched ballet troupes with budgets exceeding $5 million. She found that of 290 ballets staged that year, just 25 were choreographed by women. People began to take notice. When he retired from the New York Times last year, critic Alistair McCauley wrote a farewell essay in which he expressed regrets.
I wrote a piece in which I mentioned in passing that one of the things I wish I would have given more attention to was the status of women in ballet, in particular women as choreographers.
McCauley points to an awakening in the past few years, and changes are underway, starting with several companies hiring female artistic directors.
One, of course, is Washington Ballet, which is directed by Julie Kent. Another is Miami City Ballet, which is directed by Lourdes Lopez.
That's dance scholar and author Lynn Garofola. She says that female leadership should bring more opportunity for women.
At one time, I was perhaps extremely optimistic that women artistic directors would translate into hiring women choreographers. I think Tamara Rojo at the English National Ballet is one of those cases.
I am Tamara Rojo, and I am artistic director of English National Ballet. It was a very conscious decision to actually create a full evening of female choreographers. I set out to do that because in my 22 years as a professional dancer, I had never been part of a commission by any female choreographer. I had never, in fact, performed any piece choreographed by a woman. And I didn't think that was right. And then as soon as I was in a position to make a difference, I did. I thought it was my responsibility.
Come down stage a bit, Gabs.
Seen that all the major companies were looking at us and that they have started to pay attention and commission women. And as I said, today will be very strange for any company to announce a season where there is no female representation.
A new advocacy research group called the Dance Data Project backs up Rojo's experience. Major troupes are acquiring work by women, but slowly. This season, fewer than 20% of ballets are by female choreographers. And Lynn Garofola notes that the women commissioned for major work do so mainly as freelancers, not resident choreographers.
Someone like Helen Pickett has been very successful in finding work, and she works with a variety of companies. I don't think she's really had the luxury of an institutional home.
But today we have a woman choreographer who enjoys the security of a home base, 27-year-old Lauren Lovett with the New York City Ballet. But if you're thinking that women have arrived, she says you could bump up against a new glass ceiling, the uncomfortable subject of equal pay.
I think that is the next step. It's like, okay, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Now, will you pay me the same?
If there are equal seats at the table, if we manage to get some kind of equal pay, equity in the number of jobs given, I think we'd be cooking with gas, as my dad says.
Helen Pickett turns the conversation to another quandary, outside expectations when women are given the chance to create ballets.
There has been a mindset in the past, you know, we have to choose a good female choreographer so she represents and does not fail. Well, that by proxy will fail.
Lynn Garofola offers the wisdom of an historian.
Balanchine made an awful lot of mediocre works, and the same thing goes for many, many other choreographers. So women have to be allowed to fail. They have to be allowed to do works that are mediocre without saying that that every time they choreograph something, it has to be a masterpiece.
So there's still a long way to go. But Tamara Rojo says the movement is headed in the right direction.
When we started, it was seen as a very rare thing to commission specifically work by women to create a full program around women. But since then, I have seen already a change.
Critic Alistair McCulley agrees.
Suddenly, since 2015, this has become a movement, and there's actually something called the Women's Movement as a choreographic initiative at American Ballet Theatre, and many other American companies are doing the same, British companies also. So a whole trend has started in the last 4 or 5 years. But I wish I had been wider awake to it before 2015.
It would have helped women choreographers if critics had earlier realized the inequities. But with eyes open now, Helen Pickett is hopeful.
This is the ground we walk on now, that we walk on now. And let's keep going forward with that.
For Here and Now, I'm Sharon Bascoe.